So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Y'all, my story begins where it ends, in the San Antonio Bay. I'm there washing my feet with goat's milk soap and ocean flower sugar scrub. I've got sage and other hippie accoutrements with me, because I'm trying to put forth positive intentions with a new moon ritual. And I'm trying to put forth these positive intentions because I'm preparing for the Texas Water Safari. It's a canoe race. It's known as the world's toughest canoe race. It starts at the headwaters of the San Marcos River, and it continues all the way to the Gulf of Mexico at Seadrift, Texas, in the San Antonio Bay. 262 miles. Racers have 100 hours to complete the race. So naturally, I was washing my feet in it and hoping for positivity. I'd planned to be alone during this ritual, but all these people kept showing up. Other racers, other safari racers, apparently had their own superstitions of paying their respects to the finish line, and they were happy to see my sage and rose petals and whatnot and participated in my little ritual. Apparently, other racers for the rest of the training season referred to me as Bay Mama, without my knowledge. So the day of the race came. I haven't told you what I decided to challenge myself with. It wasn't just a canoe race, but I had heard that the hardest way to do this race was in a C1 boat. It's a solo boat without a rudder in the back. You have to paddle with a single blade. And that sounded really sexy to me. And then I heard that only 6 women had ever finished the Texas Water Safari in a C1 boat in the 50 plus year history of the race. And that sounded really sexy to me. To be the 7th woman to finish? I was born on August 7th. 7 has always been my lucky number. I wanted to be the 7th woman to finish in a C1 boat. And the day of the race came, I was real excited and nervous, and I had competition. Veronica was also trying to finish and become the 7th woman in a C1 boat. So we were friendly, we took selfies at the beginning of the race, but we were competitive. We leapfrogged our way down the river the whole first day. I'd pass her at a portage, she'd pass me at a turn. It was fun and exciting, and then it started to get dark. We'd been paddling about 12 hours. I pulled over to the side to put lights on my boat, because you need those to paddle in the dark. And as I was adjusting my light, Veronica passed me. I scrambled, I got it together, and I caught her easily. We're paddling alongside each other, basically with, you know, flashlights taped to the front of our boats, and she says, "Hey, Kelly, I think something's wrong with your light." My light was pointed up, it was catching the top of the tree line and not the river in front of me, and I said, yeah, I'll get to it when we get to Palmetto. We had about 3 more miles till there was a big bridge and a big portage, no big deal, and in that moment, she took the current of the river, and I crashed into a log. I flipped out of my boat, and I didn't panic. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy taught us anything. It taught us don't panic, right? Step one when you're adventuring. So I was collecting my things. It was cool. I'd flipped out of my boat before, and that's when the fast water from the Son of Autian Rapids that were flowing down grabbed the back of my stern and started to wrap my boat around the log in a taco shape. And the gunnels, you could hear them cracking. And you could hear out of my face hole, "No!" As I lifted my broken boat off the log, that's the last Veronica saw of me in the Texas Water Safari. So my limp, broken boat, I floated it to a gravel bar right down from the log, and I had to get to work. This was not going to end my race. I had packed supplies. The only supplies you can get from other people are food, water, and medicine, so you have to have everything in the boat. And I had a knife, and I had Gorilla tape, and I had a tiny bottle of Gorilla glue, and I had all these zip ties, because everybody says you need zip ties in case of an emergency. And I was like, what do you do with the zip ties? I had no idea. So I took my Gorilla tape, and I taped my whole boat up. And I paddled the next 3 miles to get to Palmetto. And by the time I got there, my Gorilla Tape was flopping off the boat, like streamers. Like it was a ticker tape parade, party of one, boat building. And that's what I did for 4 hours there at Palmetto. I rebuilt my boat with sticks and reinforced the gunnels with the zip ties and put holes in the boat with my knife. And then I paddled off at about 4 a.m. into the night, not knowing if my boat was going to sink or not. I paddled the next day, the next night, the next day, the next night. As the next day was approaching, it was about 71 hours at this point. And the thing is, they serve a shrimp dinner at the 75-hour mark of the race, and I wanted my shrimp dinner, and I was nearing the end of the river, but then there's 8 miles of ocean with all these waves, and so I chose not to put a raincoat, a skirt on my boat to protect me against the big waves, and I just took off because they said the bay was glass, it was glass, it was glass, it was the easiest bay anyone had had, and an alligator crossed in front of me like a black cat, and I should have known that was a sign. I made it past the barge canal. I was getting close to my shrimp dinner. I was doing it, I was doing it, and then the sky closed in and darkened, and a monsoon rained upon me. When I got home and I saw the paper, it said, what we have here is a squall line. And I was blown backwards, I was tossed about. I made it to the shore and I hunkered down until I saw a rainbow as my sign to go, and I took off and I paddled hard and I got to the finish line and I finished that race in 78 hours. And I missed my shrimp dinner. But it is said that that hippie ritual I had done meant that I took on all the problems of the bay for myself to make it easier for everyone else. And so I lived out the name Bay Mama. And that is the story of how I became the 8th woman to finish the Texas Water Safari in a C1 boat. Thank you.